the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Springtime in January continues, wet at times and warmer than normal. Today and tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. High 76 today, low tonight, mid-60s. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers on Thursday, still in the low 70s. A little break in the action perhaps on Friday before another round of showers and storms comes in on Saturday. It's like an April forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking news.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth says her family supports Harry and Meghan's desire to step back from official royal duties. The matter has rocked Buckingham Palace for the past week.
It's terrible. It's science run amok.
A catastrophic choice.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Oh, no.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Ah! Son of a...
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Here is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host for you, know. Rosie is here this afternoon. David Blackman joining us in just a few minutes.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeb.
Please clap.
Why am I seeing Trey Gowdy on TV? And is he disappointing us? House and Senate sparred over potential witness ahead of Senate impeachment trial. What a joke. What a freaking joke. Trial. For what? For what? Mitt Romney and the rest of you rhinos, you betrayers, you Judases. But so we can get Bernie in the White House? Is that what you really want? I've got a tape here. I don't know if you've heard about it. Oh, by the way, we're going to postpone our pizza place gathering tonight because of the weather. What you see right now is a sucker hole. There's another big band of stuff that's gathering steam on the Alabama-Mississippi border. That's coming in later, probably around the time we would be getting together. So it's our policy to not ask you to put yourself in harm's way. Get a piece of there, sure. You know, but we'll hope for better weather next Tuesday, and then maybe we'll do one 2 weeks in a row. So, sorry about that. Anyway, So Blackman's going to be joining us, and lots to talk about. Let me take a quick look at the market here. I want to make sure my eyes are looking at this correctly. Come on, give me the Dow. It was up slightly today. It was over 29 again, and I guess somebody got the willies over something, and it dropped S&P flat. One of the... Oh, my God. I just want to say thank you, Cooter. You're a great man. One of the guts of your people over the last number of years has been James O'Keefe in Project Veritas, where he's come up with these undercover videos. He's the guy that exposed the leadership of Planned Parenthood talking about selling baby parts like they were in the auto zone and trading, you know, nuts and bolts and car batteries. And now comes a video from one of Bernie's field managers, Bernie Sanders, field managers, exposing what they've got planned. Not if, but when Donald Trump is reelected. It's pretty scary. This guy in particular is named Kyle Jurek. I think he's been arrested half a dozen times this year on drug charges. Because you really would have to be hooked on some type of mind-altering substance to believe that the country's going to be a better place with Bernie. And he's got it all figured out. We'll take those Nazi Trump supporters and put them in re-education camps. They're calling us Nazis. They're the ones with the re-education camps. Does anybody see the irony there that actually, pal, the Nazi you're looking for is in the nearest mirror? They just don't see it. And the Republicans, to their never-ending discredit, have done a piss-poor job of making people aware that socialism was the root, the base, the founding principle of the Nationalist Socialist Party of Germany in the early 30s. And you know where that went. And of course, step one, as the knuckleheads in Virginia who voted Democrat are finding out, is to take away guns. That way, you don't have a choice but to go along with whatever they decide is best for you, because you can't fight back. It's not really that complicated. It really isn't. I don't want to get all dark and, you know. But you need to know that these people are out there. Now, this has got O'Keefe and some of the audio he recorded from this deranged man named Kyle Jurek, Iowa field organizer. This is the best Bernie can do. Somebody's got an arrest record as long as my arm.
Like, free speech has repercussions.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
Cities burn.
That's for starters. And we've talked about that. I mean, right now, I don't think there's any doubt Trump's going to get reelected. You never know, but today, I'm saying that. So what's the response going to be? You think they were bad with the pussy hats and knocking out a few store windows back in 2016? No, this is going to be 1968.
The only thing that fascists understand is violence. So the only way that you can confront them is with violence.
All right, so the only thing that fascists understand is violence, so the only way you can confront them is with violence. What are you talking about? What has Donald Trump done that's fascist? What, you don't even know what that word means. You couldn't, or you wouldn't call him that. Oh, I know, maybe it's when you show up at a football game and the crowd goes crazy because you're there chanting USA, USA. They don't see that. They're focused on the 12 people that are sitting in somebody's living room in Iowa waiting to see if Joe knows what state he's in today. More than likely he doesn't. Well, Alan is called, so let's talk to Alan and not make him wait in this horrendous weather. Hey, Alan.
Hey, good afternoon. I apologize. I may be off subject here. I really just wanted to get the guy's name that comes on every afternoon, the McDonald guy, Brant.
Brant McDonald, yes. What?
Okay. Do you have his phone number right off the top of your...
I sure do. There? It's 387-0094.
Okay, and his first name is Brandt. Brandt.
B-R-A-N-D-T.
Okay, super. All right, enjoy the show, and appreciate your time.
Thank you. I'm glad I took your call early, and Brandt will be too. Great guy. Give him a call.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
Alan.
Good.
There you go.
We can go home now. All right, so we're back to this clown from the Sanders campaign. The only thing that fascists understand is violence. So what violence has Donald Trump inflicted on anybody?
He doesn't understand. He's talking about himself because he's the one that's predicting the violence.
Oh, it's not just a lucky guess. This is the plan.
Yeah.
Because they've been trying to make us pay for electing Trump for the last 3 years and for the rest of this year. And boy, we're really going to regret it next year. Like, we should all vote for Elizabeth Warren so there won't be unrest in the streets. So let's listen to some more of this a-hole.
It's a directive from Bernie that we can't attack Warren.
I think it's also fair to point out that when we were in Moscow, for example, people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system.
Did you hear that? That's what Bernie's excited about. That's what gets Bernie all smoking hot. Great public transportation. And?
Meet Kyle Jurek, a field organizer in Iowa for presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Jurek says cities are going to burn if Trump gets reelected. These are worrisome words from someone who works for a man running to be president of the United States. Now, the evidence shows Kyle Jurek has been in politics since 2018, when, according to these FEC records, Jurek was paid $500 while working for the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee. The FEC records also show he has worked for the Sanders campaign for over 6 months. And so far, Jurek has earned nearly $11,000.
Yeah, they seem emboldened. They have been emboldened by Trump.
Emboldened? What does that mean? Emboldened.
But they are scared senseless of anti-fascists. Like even the ones that are kind of like, you know, the right wing people. The only thing that works, the only thing that fascists understand is violence.
He seems to know a lot about this subject.
Well, no wonder he's a seasoned veteran. After all, he's been in politics since 2018.
This is true.
And he's worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign for 6 months. He knows it all.
And when he's not working for Bernie, he's getting arrested for drugs in Iowa, drugs in Idaho on a warrant from another state. This guy's a real...
There you go.
...piece of...
So the only way that you can confront them is with violence.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
F***ing cities burn.
What we gotta do?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of time left. We have to save, like, human civilization.
All right, so this... And this guy is not a lone wolf. This is how they all think on the left. Save civilization. What are you talking about? Seems to me that our country has experienced tremendous growth. Millions of people have had their lives improved by higher wages, better opportunities. Where is our civilization? If our civilization is coming apart, it's coming apart on the social messages that come from you and your friends in Hollywood, who, by the way, just could not beat the crap out of Vince Vaughn fast enough for having the audacity to talk to the president at the game last night. But they're the ones that are worried about fascism. So good luck, Vince, getting that next Hollywood project greenlit, because those fascists, they don't want you in their club anymore. They're unbelievable. Somebody sent me a video today of Patricia Heaton, who has been one of the few outspoken conservatives. But I can't play you the video because she's on with Stephen Colbert. And I would I've seen enough people pass away. I don't need to have a heart attack on the show listening to that freaky-eared a-hole. I just won't. But good for her. Good for her.
Obviously, Trump, don't give two f***s about making sure that the world doesn't burn.
Really? How about the 183 people in Australia that were arrested for arson for starting the fires there? Or is that climate change?
Bernie doesn't get the nomination. It goes to the second round in the DNC convention.
There's another threat. I mean, how many times is this guy who represents one of the Democratic candidates, Bernie Sanders, how many times does he get to say the cities will burn? If Bernie doesn't get the nomination in Milwaukee, Milwaukee's going to burn. Please, Milwaukee, you are going to so regret. We all know that you do have a strong liberal streak in Wisconsin, but when you don't get your way, your reaction is generally to set it on fire. Like in Chicago in 68. I sat on the roof of our house. I was a teenager. Sat on the roof of the house and watched the smoke billow up from the inner city. That's how they solved their problems. And given that about a third of our neighborhood were police and fire people who worked for the city, they weren't too happy with the way they were portrayed because the media was no friendlier to law enforcement then than it is today. So I have that story on my page. Nobody really wants to pay attention to this stuff. I get it. You know, we all know. And I don't want to preach to the choir. How do you like this? Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada grew a pair and is actually blaming Iran for shooting down that airliner, which had Canadian citizens on board. He's not blaming Donald Trump. He's going to get yelled at, too, by the View or somebody else that's lost their mind. 19 minutes after 3, David Blackman coming up. And later on, we are postponing our pizza place gathering, but we will give away a pizza place pizza, a 14-inch three-topping pizza. It is 3:20.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water, and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on Boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeouts limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer, not valid with any other coupon.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A rocket scientist is coming up. Let's take this call from Tom.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
It's Greg.
It is.
Hey, Greg, I'm sorry. I'd just like to ask you a question real quick. Wow, when Obama released that money, did it have to go? I mean, that night that flew over there in the plane, was Congress alerted about that? Or?
Well, we'll never know the truth because that administration had more poops in its litter box than any since time. But they had the audacity to say, not a smidgen of corruption. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how you round up $150 billion. Obviously, they had contacts or cooperation from the Treasury Department because that was cash. It was currency.
Cash, but I just don't understand. What? I mean,
you know what? I will not blame the Democrats for this. I'm blaming our gutless, nutless Republicans. They're the ones that could have said something. They're also scared of being called a racist. They're also scared of having a nasty word written in the Washington Post or the New York Times or said on MSDNC or any other of the left wing nut channels. Let's blame them. They could have stood up and said, this is garbage. This is crap. And they didn't do squat.
And they didn't. That's why a lot of them is going to, hopefully, they'll lose their, you know.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. We've done that before, though. Let's remember, Tea Party was incredibly effective, and we put a lot of people in who turned around and became part of the swamp, so.
I'm just wondering, Joe, I'm just wondering, Greg, why this hasn't been on the news about...
Man, you can't be living in a cave. They don't... They hate Trump. They're never going to put a frickin' thing on television that makes the precious savior Obama look bad in the least way. He's been real quiet lately, though, have you noticed?
Yeah.
With the stuff going on in Iran and the jet line. Got nothing to say about that. He's been awfully quiet.
Well, you know his name, Barack Hussein Obama. That's his name. So, go from there.
He's the great American mullah forker over with that money.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
Yes, I do.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
There are a lot of potential nominees for this today. Washington, D.C., by the way, has been named the bedbug capital of the United States. Scientists at the University of Michigan may have invented a pill that gives you the same benefits as working out. We've had some that have been advertised that way, but this, you just swallow it and turn into, you get ripped, I guess. Cops in Texas who used a slice of cheese to lift fingerprints and catch a couple of robbers. That's cool.
Wow.
But we're going to give it to some people who actually did some science. We now know the age where you are the most miserable. And the reason this made sense to me is because I was pretty miserable at this age. I mean, it was a lot of it was self-inflicted, but it was one of the toughest years in my life. They have calculated, because our happiness is kind of, you know, the 20s are tough. I'm so glad my daughter's going to turn 30 this year. That's hard for me to believe. She was still just a young teenager when I came here. And that's a real reminder of how fast time has gone by. But we get miserable, peak misery at age 47 and 2 months. Then we start getting happier again. So if you're closing in on that number, the wait won't be long until you come out on the other side a much happier person. They say that middle age, I don't know what middle age is. I don't know what that demographic is depressing because you realize your big dreams aren't going to come true. Well, what's a big dream?
I don't agree with that.
I don't either. See, I made my dreams come true. I'm doing what I love doing, and I've been doing it for a long time. The only time it was taken away from me is when I did something that made somebody take it away from me. I got screwed a couple of times, but everybody gets screwed in the work world a couple of times. So, but for me, that just happened to be one of those times. That's when I was waiting tables at the Fountain Diner when memorable moments like this took place. Yeah, 47.2.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh, my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through. And all the blah, blah, blah. They come in. Harkin and Chinik with their Goshamish Bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that. Now, yeah, so that was kind of like peak misery. But I listened to God, and God helped me understand why I had to go get that bigger matzo ball and why I had to help shovel the 50 packets of Equal into her purse. Because I was doing his work. That sounds wrong. I'm going to work on that. That's probably a magazine column or something.
I totally understand what you're saying.
In fact, I'm giving this to you to hold, Rosie, okay. Since you are my human benchmark. There's a magazine column in that.
Yes,
there
absolutely.
Really is. 47.2. If it passed it, it's only going to get better.
Unless it's great now.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
It is.
Like I said.
Awesome!
Applied Security, by the way, a great local company. Mark and Vicky, they have been in business together since 1987. And I'm only, if you've heard the story already, bear with me. Not everybody has. I locked myself out of the building during the morning show one day last week. There's no way in. I mean, I've worked here almost a decade and a half. There's no way in here because of the technologies that secure us here. So I had to resort to like some really primitive stuff like banging on the door like Fred Flintstone, getting somebody's attention. They're that effective. There's no shortcut. There's no, well, here's a little gimmick that'll get you. No, you got to have what you need to re-enter the building. Or if you jar something hard enough, the police will be here. They have good systems. State-of-the-art technologies. Call them at 279-8338. They can protect your home, your property, your business, whatever you need done. 279-8338 for Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. David Blackman joining us in about 6 minutes.
This
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're already busy this afternoon. I-85 southbound on the exit ramp to the East Boulevard. Got an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Also, Atlanta Highway at Ann Street. That's a nasty intersection because you've got Federal Drive just up from you on one side. You got Madison on the other. About five roads coming together right there in a short space. Please be careful there and be patient as they untangle that. Up in Prattville, Highway 31, headed into town, just past Conn's Auto Sales at Martin Luther King Drive. We've got an accident there. Emergency vehicles on the scene now working that one. And on Taylor Road, as you leave Vaughan and get up near the Regions Bank, it's going to be right in front of you as you head towards East Chase. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. It's going to be one of those afternoons. I just feel it in my bones. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County School Board expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. The vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. The proposal received overwhelming support at a recent public hearing. State troopers are investigating a train crash near Alexander City. They say a CSX train collided with a tractor trailer on County Road 299 in Chambers County. No injuries have been reported as a result of the crash, but the area will be blocked off as troopers investigate. They urge people to avoid that area if possible. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from that tax is used to fund the state's education systems. Chambliss says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The legislative session starts February 4th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Every once in a while, I have to glance at a calendar. Yep, it's still January, but it's like an April forecast. Springtime warm and wet at times. For tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. A phenomenal overnight low temperature of 65. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers Thursday. I think we're still in the low 70s. Perhaps a little break in the action on Friday. The rain chance is not quite zero, but another round of showers and thunderstorms coming in on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, coming to the mic, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren go head-to-head in a political rap battle. Starting off, it's Larry David's brother from another mother. Give it up for Bernie Sanders.
Yo, you say you got a plan, it's your big promise. You lied to get ahead, you're not Pocahontas. Even Hillary could not win this fight. And look at you, you're just Hillary Light.
And now, coming to the mic, she may look like an old school mom, but that's only because she is. Make some noise for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, that's right, Bernie. I got a plan. It starts with not being an old white man. You say you're fighting for the middle class, but this old broad is gonna kick your ass.
Who won? You decide.
I put her chance of winning at 1%.
Yeah, that's the same chance of you combing your hair.
All right, let's go somewhere in Texas to our blogger friend, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, and welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on today. I guess there's a debate tonight. What's the over-under on the number of people watching that thing?
Well, I guess 12 or 14. You know, there's I can't imagine who's gonna watch that. There's six people on the stage, so I figure they got to have, you know, I guess they've all got like 50, 60 staff people who are going to watch. But other than that, who's going to watch? I mean, who watches these debates? I can't even... I imagine
some might actually be Republicans just for laughs, because I can't see it. Every week, I don't know where to start with the blogs you've done in the past week. I love the tens of people that showed up at that Joe Biden rally. I mean, and then you must have seen the massive media coverage of the president's great welcome at the college football championship game last night, right?
Yeah, well, I saw it live. I don't think I've seen any media. Well, no, I take it back. They showed a film clip of it on Fox Business this morning, Maria Bartiromo.
Fox Business. Well.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, we have, I don't know what it is. We have CBS here in the morning because we do a local hookup with their morning newscast.
Uh-huh.
So they're on, and I didn't see it. I saw Gayle King and, you know, all the rest of the commies over there, but. Where do we start today? I played some of the video. Are you familiar with this jerk?
Yeah.
From the Sanders game? How about that? I think he's right, though. I think Milwaukee has the potential to be Chicago 68 Redux. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there's absolutely that potential. People need to understand, this guy's not just, you know, Bernie's going to say if he gets asked on the very remote chance a moderator asks him about this tonight, he'll just say, well, that's just one guy and he's an isolated incident, we fired him. No, this is the kind of people who gravitate to Bernie Sanders. And this wasn't some unpaid intern, some flunky, you know, going out to get pizza.
Right.
This is a guy on a salary who is organizing his campaign in a specific area. He's integral to the campaign and he is emblematic of the kind of people who migrate this communist, which is what Bernie Sanders is.
Yeah,
communist.
On the clip, there's a short segment of Bernie talking about how great the public transportation system is in Moscow.
Right.
Well,
yeah, a couple months ago, he was bragging about bread lines and talking about what a great thing bread lines were in the old Soviet Union, you know? I mean, this guy is, he's a pure Leonid Brezhnev-style communist who spent his honeymoon in Moscow and St. Petersburg, for crying out loud. This is not some, you know, innocuous old grandfather who's just going to be a caretaker as president. This is a guy who wants to turn the United States into Venezuela.
Yeah.
And so this guy that you're seeing on these film clips today is exactly the kind of person, Antifa type, you know, clown that migrates to somebody like Bernie Sanders because they understand who Bernie really is.
What's breathtaking is how they talk about the only thing fascists understand is violence. Yet that's all they're really planning is violence. I'm waiting for these what fascist thing? Name one fascist thing Donald Trump has done besides send a missile up Salami's ass, which, by the way, most of America heartily applauded.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, which is something Barack Obama did 2,000 times while he was president.
Oh, but he was the anointed president, you see. We're not allowed to object to anything he did. Because he knew what he was doing.
No, I mean, the Trump presidency is the furthest thing from a fascist presidency. A fascist government is a government that tries to control everything you do. This is a presidency that has repealed 7 regulations for every 1 new regulation it has formulated. It has rescinded more regulations in its first 3 years than all other modern presidencies combined. Okay? I mean, it's the furthest thing from a fascist government. But, you know, you never are going to have our education system or news media explain that to the average guy on the street. So they just hear, oh, he's a fascist, and repeat it, you know, being the brain-dead monkeys most Americans are.
It's stunning. You know, we talked last week a little bit about Virginia and what's going on there, and it seems like even though, 118 cities and counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, you voted for these Democrats to begin with, and that's their plan. And
we're going to have a big problem in Virginia.
I really believe that. However, I also read today one of the analysts, I may have put the accent on the wrong syllable there, was saying this, what the Democrats are doing in Virginia could really play well for Trump in November.
Yeah,
they're waking up to this reality.
You know, and that is such an interesting state to me. When you look at that state, you get outside of Arlington and Alexandria, which, you know, border Washington, D.C., and is where all the bureaucrats have migrated. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
You know, you get outside those two big cities in Richmond in Virginia, and it's one of the reddest states in America. So the thought that this governor is having that he's going to be able to send the state police and maybe the state National Guard to people's homes out there in the hillsides of Virginia and confiscate their firearms is amazingly stupid. It's incredibly stupid. But that's what the Democrat Party has become now.
The party of confiscation, their definition of the Constitution, it just goes on. It's like I said, breathtaking is the only word for it. May I ask you to hold for a moment?
Oh, please, yes.
Thank you, sir. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. While we're taking a break, pull it up on your browser and go back. This man does 2, sometimes 3 blogs a day that are all good, quick, salient reads. He makes the case. There's links, evidence, whatever you need. It's all there, dbdailyupdate.com. This is a great time to buy a Kawasaki. They want to help people save during the New Year New Ride sales event this month at Adams Motorsports. Save big, get low financing on a wide selection of vehicles, including the adventure-ready Terex side-by-side. And with Kawasaki, with all the brands that Adams Motorsports carries, the manufacturers put their money behind the product, so they buy down the credit standard so that you don't have to. They're not advertising an interest rate that's unrealistic for you. Just need decent credit, and you'll get the lowest rate that's out there. So you're not dealing with banks. You're dealing with manufacturers that want you to buy and use their products. They also support them better than anybody at Adams Motorsports. They have a fantastic sales department, always striving for 100% customer satisfaction. So stop by and buy something that you can use all year in Alabama, on the road, off the road, or on the water with a Kawasaki jet ski. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams, today at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, 345.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
To me, it's just not right that a candle smells like Gwyneth.
Yeah, they sold out of those Gwyneth Paltrow candles quickly. I was going to buy a bunch and send them to people I don't care for, but then I realized I love everybody. Do you believe it? I mean, they're just out of their freaking mind. Poor Vince Vaughn, man. He has the nerve to have a respectful conversation with Trump at the game. And he may not make a movie for the rest of his life. They're just so open-minded. Unbelievable.
They're
demented. They're crazy. You did a great blog on the impeachment process, and the we all know that Obama's sort of the national news director for the left, so CBS was picked. Could you lay out your blog today, and where do you see this whole impeachment circus going? Is this going to be a full-blown trial? Is Mitch McConnell just going to kick it to the curb? What do you see happening?
Well, there's going to be a trial. I mean, to the extent that I guess it's going to be Schiff and Nadler who are going to be the House managers come present the case.
Dumb and Dumber.
The House dummied up on this, and that'll take a week. I mean, you're going to fill a full week just with that nonsense, maybe longer, because, you know, the Republicans are going to have their own managers there to rebut everything the Democrats say. And then you're going to get to that process, and there will be a decision to be made. And that decision will be, you know, I'm sure someone, some Republican, will introduce a resolution to dismiss for lack of evidence, because there is no evidence of any wrongdoing on the part of the president. If the Republicans can't cobble together 50 votes plus the vice president to pass that resolution at that point, then this party is even more worthless than you and I think it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they won't be able to, and then there will be a motion made, presumably by one of the Democrats, if that's the case, to call witnesses, if the Democrats really think they want to call witnesses. And the problem with that for the Democrats is it won't just be John Bolton. I mean, you've already got promises from Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz. Now, Lindsey Graham's not so reliable, but Ted Cruz is.
Yeah.
And from Rand Paul, that if the Democrats insist on calling witnesses, then, you know, they're going to insist on calling Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and just have a full-blown attempt to get to the bottom of all the Democrat wrongdoing related to Ukraine during the Obama years, which needs to happen at some point anyway. So if we go down that road, I guess I'm not really going to have an objection to the title. You know, if John Bolton wants to testify, yeah, fine, let him testify. There's nothing there. There's no there. And I think Bolton has actually signaled that several times. The Democrats don't, you know, they just ignore it. But he has sent some subtle signals on his Twitter feed that, you know, if he does testify, his testimony is not really what the Democrats think it's going to be. So if they can get 51 votes, you know, if they find enough goofy Republicans to go along with them and have this, you know, second trial or second basic investigation in the Senate and cause all those Democratic senators who are running for president to have to sit out the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary and South Carolina and Nevada,
yeah,
all the way to Super Tuesday if that happens. I mean, literally, they'll be there until March if they decide to do that, because the Senate, everything the Senate does takes forever to do. It's like waiting on an investigation from Michael Horowitz.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, if the Democrats really want half their presidential field to be stuck in the Senate doing nothing else until Super Tuesday or even after, fine. You know, that just means we get demented old Joe Biden as a nominee. How's that
going to
go for him?
Well, based on what that clown from the Sanders campaign said, it means they're going to burn Milwaukee.
They're going to burn Milwaukee. Oh my goodness!
They still have red keisters from Hillary stealing the nomination the last time around.
Yeah, well, so, she did. So
fealty only goes so far. I have to one last quick point. It still baffles me. I don't know why. We see this president. I said yesterday, because I was talking about your blog about tens of people showing up for these different guys. In fact, what does it say about Judge Judy, who's the highest paid, maybe the most popular daytime television persona in America, who must have some long-term friendship with Michael Bloomberg, and she and Bloomberg get 45 people to a rally. Trump could make say, I'm going to be in Iowa in 90 minutes, and 20,000 people would be out there to say thank you. How come the Republicans don't see that? These guys on the fence, like Blunt and others, that just are so wishy-washy.
Those guys, but, you know, Blunt is a great example of a guy who's heavily tied in with the Chamber of Commerce and wants open borders and, you know, there's a lot of those guys in the Senate like that. Lamar Alexander's another one, open borders guy. Mike Lee is a guy from Utah who was a staunch conservative until he became entangled with the Chamber of Commerce money, and now suddenly he's an open borders guy. So
he and Rand Paul have pissed me off.
Boy, me too. I'm still irritated about that.
Really disappointed. We should play the Rand Paul shampoo for David.
Yes.
You got a minute?
Yeah.
I think you're going to love this. Give it a listen.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is a
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle, straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Hey, quick question. It's been fascinating to watch the nomination for the Republican Alabama Senate race shape up. There's a lot of people that are passionate for Tommy Tuberville. Jeff Sessions, I mean, it's in a way very saddening that he has to even contest getting his seat back because he so turned off people when he was AG and then... hopefully Roy Moore is way off in the distance on his horse somewhere. Who's the other one? Bradley Byrne.
Bradley Byrne.
Seems like a pretty good guy. How do you see this shaping up? Because my concern is we're going to have a fractured Republican Party here, and we're going to send Jones back, and we can't afford to do that.
Yeah, I worry about that, too. I mean, I'm still assuming that Sessions will be able to get the nomination. I think that's unfortunate. How old is Jeff Sessions?
He's in his 70s.
72, 73. Why don't these people ever retire? What is so compelling about being in Washington? I mean, think about this. and people, Republicans in Alabama, need to ask that question seriously of him.
I agree.
What? You're 72 years old. Why won't you retire? Why do you need to go back to Washington? You're a wealthy man. You need to go back to Washington to make even more money. What's the deal here?
Yeah,
you became Attorney General, you took a powder, you failed miserably, and now you're coming back and wanting your Senate seat back. It's crazy to me, but I guess he'll be able to do it. Hopefully Republicans will unify around him if he does, because, you know, even though he's Jeff Sessions, he's beats a hell out of Doug Jones.
Yeah, of course. I had him in the studio about 10 years ago. He used to be a regular on the show. Love the man.
Yeah.
And I told him that I had always dreamed about, you know, running for office, maybe the congressional seat here in District 2. And he said, don't. He says you have more influence doing what you do.
True.
I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
I would love to take this show to D.C., man, and have the first interactive congressional seat in American history.
Look out, D.C.
David Blackman, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you.
You're very generous with us, and we really, really appreciate it. DBDailyUpdate.com. You should bookmark it and go to it daily on your first stop to the truth. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
All righty. Great guy. I need to get a hold of Eddie Bader.
Want me to call him?
No, if you're listening, I need to ask you a question off the air. Because somebody asked me a question, and I said,